We've got Gene Bolduc in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing, Not a Thing, everyone's favorite game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, are they things or are they not really things? But it's not this week this week. It's this year this week.
It's this year.
Yes.
It's this year. And what a year. I you know, I got, as is required, of course, I got Mad Magazine's year-end issue. I think everybody should read that. It's just, you know.
Does Dave Barry still do his year-in-review column he used to?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Mad Magazine's changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
From you know, when I adored it at 35 cents cheap. Mm-hmm. I bought that magazine for 35 cents, and now it's $6. but yet there I am doling out the $6. But
yes.
Anyway. It has like the, you know, 20 dumbest, or whatever of the year. And I'm looking through and seeing some of these things and I'm going, oh, right. That was this year, wasn't it? Oh, was that this
year? Yeah.
That was this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the
feels
one
feels like it was 10 years ago.
Yeah. The one that just knocked me out was the false alarm nuclear alert in Hawaii. That
right?
was this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
hey, remember
wow.
that?
Hey,
when
remember
entire
that?
The entire state was ducking and covering.
Yeah,
or
and they're
whatever
all going,
is.
What is it that, you know, the thing about that wasn't just that they had a false alarm. It was that for all of the warning systems and ability that they had to communicate that there was a false alarm, nobody had any idea of preparedness of what exactly they could do about it.
Well, I think I think if you've got a nuclear bomb heading your way, there's not a lot of preparedness
at
that
point. It makes you wonder, why are you sending out a text message to the masses in Hawaii saying, here it comes?
If you haven't built like an underground lead-lined bunker 5 years ago, then I think you're as prepared as you're going to be.
So shouldn't you really be saying, what are you bothering me with this text alert for? I still had 10 good minutes left.
I would want that text message if
So you could call your cousin that you had a fight with and say, sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
no, absolutely
you wouldn't
not.
Waste it on that. No, let him call you.
So this is in keeping with things from 2018 that are things but not for the obvious reason. So I'm going to say a text message accidentally gets sent out in Hawaii. Mistakes get made. I'm going to say that's not a thing. I'm going to say what is a thing is the fact that we've forgotten about it. Because that did...
I would say, yeah.
Like, there were a million and a half people who legitimately thought that there was a nuclear bomb heading their way for 15 minutes. And that doesn't even... That doesn't even begin to make the top 100 stories
never,
of the year,
yeah,
I don't think.
That would never be the top anything of news stories
yeah,
for the year.
Yeah.
And,
I'm
and
not
all
even
the
sure that was the top news story of
see.
The day.
Only in Mad Magazine,
yeah.
Which tells you everything you need to know.
But like that is a testament to just how busy a year 2018 was in
right.
the news that... a false alarm nuclear alert that sent a million and a half people in, there's only 50 states,
That's
one
right.
entire state of the union, like scurrying for cover for basically an entire morning or afternoon or whenever that took place, we forget about it a week later. Like
yeah.
I think is the thing.
Well, and of course, you know, nobody was hurt and all that. There's
right.
all of these reasons that we know for the news business of, you know, you don't do a story on a plane that lands safely unless it does a cartwheel on the runway on the way to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But or unless it lands safely in the Hudson River. That's kind of a big story.
Yes.
That happened, not this year, but...
But
you know, but that made it newsworthy.
No serious injuries,
yeah,
and
right.
we remember it. They made a movie about it. Like they're
yeah.
not going to make a movie.
Yeah, it's
I
kind
say
of a,
this now.
It's fair game to make a movie of a guy landing a plane successfully in the Hudson River.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not sure that would make it this year, though.
That sequence was only like 15 minutes of the movie. They had to build a whole...
They did.
They had to build a whole narrative around
did
it.
Did you see that movie?
I did. It was...
I thought it was a pretty interesting movie.
It was
movie.
A very well-made movie. I thought it was fascinating how they had to create this narrative of how everyone in the country afterwards was like, oh, but did he really land the plane? Like, no, we were all there... watching the news, there was no point in which his heroism was really in question. They had to force that into the movie.
Yeah, so we're supposed to think that behind the scenes, somebody was really going, you should have done this, though. But why didn't you do that, though? And maybe you could have brought it into the airport.
So in keeping with things that are things but not for the obvious reason, talking about another trend that we've seen in the news over and over and over again, and we saw it most recently, I think, in Portland, was it, where an African-American man was in the lobby of a hotel talking with his mother on the phone.
Right.
And he gets the cops called on him for that. So this is a 2018 trend of...
White people calling the cops on black people for doing perfectly ordinary
for
things.
For doing absolutely
that
nothing,
you would
right?
never even notice a white person doing.
So, obviously, that's a thing. I think what is noteworthy about the fact that we're talking about this in 2018 is the fact that we're talking about this
right.
in 2018, because this is not new.
Because I bet that happened a lot in 2017,
and
too.
2016, and so 2006, right. and 1984, and going on right. all the way back. This is not a new thing. What is new is the fact that people are calling people on it.
Right.
People are getting called on
right.
it. People are getting pushback on it,
like
which I think is a positive step.
The knucklehead who's calling the cops is going viral because somebody else is taking a video of that person.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, the African-American family is doing in the park, barbecuing or whatever, whatever they're doing, that's really not a thing.
Yes, exactly.
But the fool calling the police about this rather ordinary thing of a kid selling water on the sidewalk or whatever without a permit, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. This is a consequence of smartphones. This is a consequence of the fact that we now all have phones with cameras that if we see something happening, we can record it. Same thing with... police getting called for police getting called on for their behavior and racial disparities in policing because we can see actual phone camera footage of traffic stops gone awry where the police officer doesn't just get to insert his own narrative and have that not be questioned.
Yeah.
Now we've got footage that shows, oh no, it actually happened this way.
Right, right. And so that's changing a lot of things.
We still have a very long way to go to get to anywhere good, but I think the presence of smartphones adds a new and I think positive starts to move us in a positive direction
and of
towards
course,
actually
a
getting
lot
where we want to go.
Plenty of police departments, you know, are installing body worn cameras, which adds another point of view to the narrative, and then you can line that up with you don't have to rely on eyewitnesses' accounts based on what the people see and how they remember it, which as you know and I know, can be very different. Even though they're giving you their honest recollection, it can be very different from what actually happened from their point of view. And so you have a really good thing for determining the truth of an incident, which is many, many, many data points taken objectively at the same point in time. So I think that's fantastic, and I'm a big fan of cameras being everywhere except public restrooms.
although we can't go too far in that direction because we wind up embracing the surveillance state, right?
And
we don't necessarily want cameras everywhere.
That's true, but you know what's interesting is that in Russia, now here's a left turn for you.
In Russia, you film cameras.
There actually is a similar phenomenon in Russia with dashboard cameras.
Mm-hmm.
They are very,
everywhere,
very common.
Yes.
And this started because of car insurance fraud. And so a lot of people installed cameras so that they could prove that they didn't cause the accident, that sort of thing.
That became really useful when that meteor came down and you had that big explosion in Russia. What was that, 5 years ago or
probably
maybe
was
2 weeks
week
ago?
This, I don't know.
But there was dashboard cameras from so many different vehicles. And
I know,
you
and you're going,
it,
what the hell? Why do all these people have all these cameras in their cars? But, you know, it occurred to me that a great technology, here's a $1 million idea, I'm just giving it to you, Chapel Hill. A $1 million idea is to use some of the technology that's probably already in modern cars and install surveillance cameras in your car so that you can have a sticker on your car that says, my car is, this car is under surveillance.
Yeah.
That this isn't something you'd have to activate your, you don't have to fumble around with getting your cell phone while the officer's walking up to your car to hassle you. You just, it's just on your car that the car is under surveillance.
It's the new baby on board.
It's
camera
new baby
in car.
On board. Camera, yeah, the camera is watching.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, so speaking of a whole bunch of cameras being available to film something weird happening, this happened yesterday, right, in New York City where the
Wasn't
Transformer
that
blew.
Something? That's the story, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was immediately whipping their phones out and taking video because that's what you do in 2018. I'm going to say that's a thing, not for the obvious reason. It's a thing because what struck me the most about all of those videos, and I don't know how many of those you saw. I watched like six or seven of them all in a row.
Yeah.
Just how chill all of the people were.
I know. They're like, oh, look, the sky has turned blue over Manhattan
some
at 11 o'clock at night.
Explosion happening over there. And they were just totally fine with it. Like, nothing phases New York anymore.
Listen, when New Yorkers pull out a device to take pictures of something unusual over, you know, Manhattan, if it's only a glowing light in the sky, they're probably okay with that. You know, the story was that it was a transformer that exploded. I happen to think, because it happened in Queens, I think that
it
was I think it was aliens coming back to pick up their implant. Mr. What's his name? Trump, I guess it is, and take him back to his home planet. But he wasn't there, unfortunately. They didn't get the update that he was in D.C. But, you know, so they had to give everybody the flashy thingy for an extended time,
right,
you know,
right,
to get all of Queens to forget that they were there. That's what I think happened.
Okay, so speaking of crackpot
theories.
Did anybody
see Will Smith during this time?
Speaking of crackpot theories, we're just going to dispense with this right now. Elon Musk, not a thing. I don't want to hear about him ever again.
Really? Just go away.
You talk about people who just continually made the news over and over again
for
in
no
2018
good reason.
For no good reason ever.
No
this guy
reason.
Wants to build a subway in Los Angeles just for his own cars and... Basically, what he built was a tunnel that's a dirt road that you can traverse at 5 miles an hour.
Man, swing and a miss. And, you know, there were 12 kids. This would have been like the biggest story of the year in almost any other year. 12 kids and their coach trapped in a cave in Thailand. And they get out alive,
yes,
although a rescuer was killed in the effort. And who shows up but Elon Musk?
I've got a plan.
I have this submarine that will be no use in this situation. But next time this happens, boy, oh boy, you're going to want this submarine.
And then
he goes, you know, and then go away. Just go away, Elon. You know, you're drunk, go home.
And the actual rescuers who said, thank you very much, but stand over there while
take
care of this. He starts harassing them on Twitter.
Well,
of course, right?
Of course he does, right? Because, you know, what happened is people stopped paying attention to him for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe he should run for president and he and Trump can just, you know, cancel each other out.
There you go. Okay, yeah, enough
I
about
like
Elon
it.
Musk. Last thing, what you got?
Does anybody remember? Well, two things. So, first of all, the stock market now has had its worst year since 1931. So just keep this in mind for next year, folks. I think the president's going to get the recession that he doesn't want. But, you know, Bill Cosby went to prison this year.
Yes.
Does anybody remember that? I mean, that was like over 10 minutes ago, but he actually was not only convicted, but was also sentenced and is now spent his first Christmas in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Where he belongs.
I worry that, obviously a thing, that one of the things that has developed with the Me Too movement is that now we've got these it used to be the case that if you were very, very high profile, you could get away with just about anything. And
got pretty good evidence
the
of
people
that,
who
yeah.
actually, yeah, the people who actually were held accountable for their crimes were kind of lower profile who didn't have access
didn't
to
have great lawyers
huge and, teams
right.
of lawyers. Lawyers,
yeah.
I worry that now it's the other way around, that now we're holding these very, very high-profile people to account, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and we're saying, okay, well, we held these people to account, therefore we've solved the problem.
Right.
And then we start getting annoyed at the fact that the Me Too movement is still in the news.
It's going to take a while, though.
I worry that's becoming a trend. But
that's a thing to have a sense of caution about.
Yes.
That's true. But you know, when I see that a judge in the Flynn case, for example, says, I don't know, I'm looking at all this, and then he has matters not even before him, and he says, yeah, but you did this too, and you could have been charged with treason. Did we look at that? And he's holding him to a very high standard, not because the legal case that's in front of him demands it, but because he's a citizen with an opinion and a little chunk of common sense that causes him to say, and you guys, you prosecutors, think this guy should walk? He was the national security advisor.
Yeah.
And that little blast of common sense, I like seeing that. I'd like to see a little more of that drift in.
Speaking of blasts of common sense, who's on the water cooler
this
weekend?
Well, you are.
We're
re-airing our wonderful end of the year and we know it segment, which is going to air on Sunday, just to get everybody braced for for the oncoming 2019, because I predict it's going to be, you think this year was a ride, I think next year is going to be turbocharged. I really do.
1 p.m. on Sunday, 8 p.m. on Sunday, 4 o'clock on Saturday morning if you're up late or early, and check out the archive on weekendwatercooler.com. Gene Boldick, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.